The Syracuse Common Council is holding its spending items until Mayor Ben Walsh comes up with a plan to fill the city's $20 million budget gap. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the lack of a bailout from the state or federal governments to make up for the revenue losses from the coronavirus shutdown is expediting the need for action.
Councilor at large Tim Rudd says they're a month into the fiscal year and still have not seen a plan from Mayor Walsh on how to close a budget gap, which could be tens of millions of dollars.
And it seems less likely than ever that there's going to be a bailout from municipalities.
The mayor asked the council to withdraw about $1 million worth of spending items from this week's agenda.
I think that further reinforced that, like, oh my God, we don't have a plan. So let's make sure we have a plan for every dollar and that we're not spending on things that are going to make our situation worse.
Rudd says there were critical items on the agenda, like a $500,000 agreement with Onondaga County to improve the Skaneateles Lake watershed, where the city gets its drinking water, and fire department apparatus purchases now put on hold. One cost-saving measure the mayor does want the council to sign off on is an early retirement plan, which could save the city $3 million.
This is the best and biggest idea that has been presented to the council thus far. And it's only a tenth of our potential shortfall. So, like, that right there highlights the intensity of the crisis.
In response to the council's spending freeze, the mayor has agreed to have a plan ready before the council votes again in a few weeks. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.